What's up, Raider Nation? Big news coming from Oakland. The big news is that we got our asses handed to us yesterday. I thought they were going to do a lot better, but I don't know. They had no fire. Marshawn did okay. They tore us up. They looked like a better team, that's for sure. I mean, the final score showed it, but I digress. Doesn't matter. Game's over. We weren't playing for anything. I mean, I thought we were playing for a little bit of, you know, respect, but that was thrown out the door, so whatever. So big breaking news that came out this morning. I saw, I'm not sure if it happened yesterday after the game or what, but I saw it this morning that they fired Coach Del Rio, and I'm super surprised by it. I'm not sure why they would fire him if he, you know, never won a playoff game and can't run an offense that has so much firepower, and the defense, which he's a defensive-minded coach, is one of the worst in the league all the years that he's been there. I'm not sure why they fired him. It just amazes me that they would fire somebody that has done so bad with the team. Of course they fired him. I mean, he was turning into the same coach they had in Jacksonville. I mean, they had one playoff appearance in Jacksonville, maybe two. I want to say one. I don't think they won the division more than 1 year, if that. And they were a pretty stout team, but it all falls on the head coach. So that's just the way she goes. You know, the head coach is the one who he leads the show, man. If you got a bunch of fireworks and you're telling somebody to light the fireworks, and that person is not lighting those fireworks, aka Todd Downing with the offense, or Ken Norton with the defense. It took him 2 years just to get rid of Ken Norton. I mean, it's the NFL. It's a win now situation. They don't have the time to, you know, wait and see what it's like. I mean, these guys have a shelf life. These players have, I mean, Crabtree's not going to be as good as he was 2 years ago. Cooper, well, he's on the upslope, but you know, look at the Cowboys. Cowboys struggled this year, and last year was their year. I mean, their teams are just, they could be young teams, but as you age, that's, you know, you're not going to have as much firepower just straight up. So, unless you're the freaking Patriots, of course. I mean, always, they don't count because it's the Patriots. They're like some demon team. But I think it was a good step in the direction of getting, hopefully, John Gruden. A lot of people don't want John Gruden, but I mean, I think the fire that he brings is good, and I think he'd be good for the offense. And then they can do whatever they want on the defense. Maybe they'll keep Pagano. They just got to make some moves on the defensive side in free agency in the draft, I think. The offense, I'm not too worried about the offense. I mean, maybe some people on the line just to have some depth, extra depth. But in all honesty, if Gruden comes, I think it's a really good thing for the franchise. But again, you don't know what these guys are thinking. First-time head coach is going to be tough. If it's a first-time head coach, they keep talking Gruden. They keep talking that Davis kind of has a thing that he knows that Gruden will come. He's got a franchise move to Vegas. I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on in Oakland. I mean, and he loves Derek Carr. I mean, just from watching the announcement, he loves quarterbacks in general, but Derek Carr is one of his, you know, his pride and joy guys. So I think it'd be a really good fit. I'm just a big Chucky fan, but he kind of fell off in Tampa too, though. So. But that's without a pretty elite quarterback. I mean, they had Jeff Garcia, who they have, Sean King, Brad Johnson. I mean, they won the Super Bowl, but he had a stacked defense. So I don't know. We'll see what it turns out like. But like I said in my last podcast, I mean, I thought it wouldn't be surprised if Del Rio got fired, and sure enough, Davis isn't playing, which is a good sign. I mean, he doesn't want to. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pay a coach to be mediocre, and then. You know, not, it's about winning games. And last year, I think we just got lucky. We got really lucky because we won close games. And I know good teams win those close games, obviously. But this year was the exact, I don't want to say it was the exact same year because they had less fire on the offense. But there's some games we could have won, and it could have been a flipped record. You know what I mean? So I think we just lucked out last year, won those close ones. It was more of a team vibe. But this year was the exact opposite. I mean, some of those games were just, they weren't going to win anyways. So he's gone. We'll see what happens next. I'm pulling for Gruden. I know not everybody is, but I say we get Chucky in here and kick some butt with him and see where we can go. All right, guys, have a great rest of the week, and we'll see what happens on the off season. So that being said, with Del Rio being fired, Ken Norton's gone. a lot of coaching changes, which is good. Defensively, I think we need to make some moves in the off season when it comes to either free agency, where I think, well, with who we have now, I mean, we need to make some free agency moves just to mix her up a little bit. There's a lot of aging guys like Sean Smith and Reggie Nelson that need to get out, and then but they got some youth. They got a lot of youth. I think Irvin will be gone after this year. We'll see what moves they make. I think linebackers is our biggest weakness, but Morrow and Lee, those guys actually didn't play, I don't want to say too bad. I mean, coverage is always, I don't want to say always a liability, but that's a hard area to improve on, unless you have an all-pro like Navarro Bowman or somebody, which was helpful, but I think it was just too late in the year to end them with the changes, and it's just going to be weird. The only thing that worries me is I think they're going to keep downing. Of all the changes they'll make, I think they'll keep downing, given the benefit of the doubt, which, again, it's a production thing, but I just have this gut instinct that downing will be sticking around, and it's going to annoy the crap out of me. We're all going to think, like, well, it's got to get better, right? And I just don't want another whole another year where we're like, here we go again, you know what I mean? So we'll see what Davis decides to do as he gets more involved. I mean, you are the owner. You want to win. And they have another year in Oakland, so why not try and go get a Super Bowl? I mean, we want to get a Super Bowl every year, but you got to get better. You got to improve. And they took huge steps backwards this year when it comes to production and just winning games with who they have, the weapons they have. They should have been a lot better. And even though they were hyped in the off season, you know, I mean, they knew what this team could do, and everyone's like, okay, the Raiders are back, and no, they're not back. It's with the coaching, so they're going to fix that up, hopefully, and go from there. But they're going to make some moves. The good thing about Oakland is that people don't think it's a crap place to go. I mean, they have a crappy year this year, but they have a lot of weapons. So players want to go there versus, you know, like if you want to go to Cleveland and then like, no, I'm just going to retire. Forget that. I'm not going to Cleveland, you know, just stuff like that. So we'll see how that pans out. But it'll be looking better. I'm pretty sure it's going to be looking better. Whatever moves they make, you just got to trust them and hope for the best, you know? So, can't get any worse than this year. I mean, with the weapons they had, I keep saying weapons, but the team's got weapons, man. They do offensively. Defensively, there's some good players, you know, but it's just using those guys the right way. It's just like chess. Football is just like chess, and you got to be thinking a couple moves ahead, you know. So whatever they need to do, all we can do is watch and keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. I just want some hitters on defense. You got to make a team, you know, even if they do beat you, they're going to feel it for the rest of the week too. So, but we haven't had a defense like that since I can remember, you know. So maybe a couple of those 8 and 8 years where we had like some hard hitters with Morrison, Thomas Howard, and Richard Seymour, some of those defenses, but they're hard hitting, but we had liabilities at corner, like we still have. So it's hard to, plus the league is just so pass based, you know. So when you're playing teams like Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, I mean, it's just firepower, and it's hard to. You got to be a defense that can stop the run, because if he's play actioning, you're gonna fall for it, or any little draw plays they do, it's gonna screw you up because you're playing the pass the whole time. So. So we'll see. Hopefully, again, Chucky, no one's going to agree with me more. I don't think anyone's going to agree with me as much, but I think Chucky would be a good one. He's a Raider, and, you know, full circle history. And that would be even better, him beating the Patriots in Foxborough. I mean, come on, guys. That's the way she goes. That's the way it's going to go. They're going to go get their ring this year, whatever, and then we're going to stop them for their three-peat and retire Tom Brady in the snow. That's just, come on. That's how it's going to work out. I'm going to say it a million times. That's how it's going to work out. History. History will come back full circle on them, you know. We started it. We're going to end it. So...